Good evening. I believe I can finally confidently say that spring has sprung. It seems like it's getting closer and closer to summertime. And if you were to look outside, you would probably see a lot of people doing a lot of yard work. I notice a lot of flowers and trees always going up, and it seems like somebody's getting anxious to begin a garden, and there's all kinds of things that people would plant. And as the saying goes, you reap what you sow. If you sow apple seeds, will you expect to grow an apple tree to grow apples? If you plant watermelon seeds, you expect to see watermelon vines, which grow many watermelons. And thus, spiritually speaking, we also reap what we sow. If you would turn with me to the book of Galatians and see what the Apostle Paul had to say regarding this, beginning in verse 6. I'd like for us mainly to study out of this text tonight. Galatians chapter 6, beginning in verse 6. Paul writes these words, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all, especially those who are of the household of faith." When you begin to hear Paul's reminder, it seems like we're anxious to see what is going to come. But we've also got to remember there is a lot of hard work to achieve the end result. And I hope that means that we'll have a good turnout this coming weekend as it is our work day. And I know a lot of people are planning to do a lot of things, and if we want to achieve a good end result, it's going to take a lot of hard work. If we're going to receive eternal life, we have to work hard at it. Paul says here in verse 8 that we must sow to the Spirit, to of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And when we think about those things that we sow, well, first of all, if you were to go back a chapter into Galatians chapter 5, you'll remember there in verse 22, Paul lists the fruit of the Spirit. If you want to grow fruit, you have to plant fruit seeds. He says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Are those the kinds of seeds that we are sowing? Or are we trying to live according to the Spirit and no longer according to the flesh? In our study of the book of Romans, Paul clearly said how we die unto sin, being buried with Christ in baptism, only begin to walk in a newness of life. We no longer sow according to the flesh, but instead we sow unto the Spirit. And as we begin to walk a new walk, you know we must also talk a new talk. Our actions and our words clearly must be different than perhaps what they used to be. One thing that we clearly need to sow is also the Word of God. You remember the parable that Jesus taught regarding that of the sower? It is listed in Matthew chapter 13. If you need a refresher or would like to review it again, let us read it briefly. In Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 1, we're told this. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Later, as Jesus was questioned about what these things meant, he clearly explained that the different types of soil that the seed fell upon did not receive the seed as it should. But instead, the seed that fell on the good ground was able to produce because it had the right kind of soil, just like a lot of people we know today. There are some that initially do not want to receive the Word of God. There's some that initially receive it, but then allow other things to get in the way, and that word does not take deep enough root. But then there are some that receive it with all its worth, with good and honest hearts, willing to listen attentively to the Word of God, and then to do what it says. Just like if I were to plant an apple seed, I would want that apple seed to grow into an apple tree, to produce many more apples. And the apples that I could get also could contain seeds to plant and to produce more trees and more apples and so on and so on and so on. But is that what we are doing spiritually? Are we willing to let the Word of God take deep root in our lives? Are we sharing that with others? Are we sowing the seed of the kingdom? Tonight, that question is asked to you, and it is also asked to me. If we have one this evening that needs to respond to the invitation of Christ, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.